Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 361. As this week, we bring you the first hour of World Class Championship Wrestling's Cotton Bowl Extravaganza 1985. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil, joined as always by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, the effing king of recovery, Jim Valley. Jim, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine and head to Dallas while my two kids in preschool tell us that we're uncool because we're still preoccupied with 1985?
Let's do it. I've got my mini skirt made of snake skin. And here's that other guy that's singing in Van Halen. Oh, that's Wolfgang Van Halen.
That's right. You mean it's not cousin Lance Van Halen?
It's not, but we will see cousin Lance Van Halen very soon here. Yes. I'm really surprised this show won, but I'm very happy because I was in, like I said, an outdoor stadium show mode, and that's exactly what we have.
I think we got 42% for the Cotton Bowl 1985 Cotton Bowl Spectacular. Let's see. I think we I didn't check to see how well we did in the charts this week at podcasting, but we're on the charts, so we're doing well enough. I'm going to thank all of you for your support again. The many of you. Not sure exactly how many, but every one of you helps. We're on Patreon at patreon.com/waybackplayback, and hopefully we'll have time to add some more stuff from 1985 exclusive stuff up there this weekend. So go sign up now. All right. So Sunday, October 6, 1985. This is 8 days after the Super Class show, which we've spent the past few weeks following. World Class Championship Wrestling is at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. The Cotton Bowl, as you know, is an outdoor stadium in Dallas, and it is best known for hosting which annual college football game, Jim?
The Cotton Bowl?
Well, at the time, yes. Since it's 1985, I will answer yes. It no longer hosts the Cotton Bowl. But, the Cotton Bowl game was played outdoors, and apparently New Year's Day in Dallas, it gets very cold, as if you would know if you've seen some of the old Cotton Bowl games. It is also in the fall known for handling a game that was known as the Red River Shootout, but in modern times is now known as the Red River Showdown, a.k.a. the annual football game between Oklahoma and Texas. That is going to take place on October 12th, 6 days from now. Now,
I hear Dusty Rhodes. I think I recall Dusty Rhodes and Jim Ross bringing that up. Oh, every now and then.
Yeah, every so often, like in
October.
Did you
know that they like college football?
I may have heard something, yes, about that.
That's a secret that not many people know.
That's what makes us insiders, because we know these things.
Yeah.
Okay. In the fall, in the autumn, football is kind of important. So it is worth noting that one of the reasons they scheduled this show on a Sunday afternoon is because the Dallas Cowboys had a night game, which will be taking place in New York City on Sunday the 6th. So that's not
good. New York City.
New York City. Yeah. So that's not going to be competition for them. Okay. There are 26,000 people in attendance, according to Wikipedia. I mean, I've heard various numbers. Let's see. For the record, there were five Cotton Bowl extravaganzas, and this is the second one. But this show, the 1985 show, drew about as much as the other four Cotton Bowl extravaganzas combined. And there's no help from outside promotions like we just saw at Super Clash or at Battle of the Belts or Pro Wrestling USA, where everybody joins up and tries to fight the WWF. This is and was for all 5 years. This was World Class's show. This is World Class's guys, World Class's storylines. So this is about as pure as you're going to get with this. Okay. Everybody's caught up now. And I've got to do the part explaining what's going on elsewhere. All right. Let's see. I know World Class ran some shows leading up to this, but we have like absolutely zero information on those. The Fort Worth show from September 30th. Jack Victory beat Ranji. I have no idea who Ranji is. And in the main event, Texas champion Brian Adias defeated John Tatum by DQ. That sounds just not great, I'm going to say. For people in attendance.
Sounds like a match you'd see on 1990 in the afternoon on ESPN.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably did.
Oh, the AWA. Of course, it's Sunday. They're running on the 6th. They're running Janesville, Wisconsin, with a big matinee show. On that show, a young man by the name of Rob Recksteiner defeats Boris Zukov by disqualification. You might know him better as Rick Steiner. And in the main event, the team of Buddy Roberts and Jimmy Garvin loses to the team of Jerry Blackwell and Little Mr. T. Hello, Janesville.
Oh, that's quite a match.
There's also Battle Royal on the card. So, yeah.
Wisconsin, that whole area in there. Like, there's a million cities with Ville in the name.
That's
there's
true.
Platteville, there's a whole bunch of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they had gotten done running the running their big towns. I guess they ran Milwaukee the 5th, and that was a big show. But Janesville on a Sunday, that's about the right speed. WWF, it's Sunday. They're running 3 shows. The A show is in Reno, Nevada. Let's see. I just came back from Reno. I just spent 6 weeks in Reno. What did I miss? In Reno, Nevada, it was Hulk Hogan had the day off. So in honor of that, instead of Jesse Ventura fighting Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura took on George Wells. Also on the card, the Iron Sheik defeats Ivan Putski. And in the main event, Andre the Giant and the Junkyard Dog defeat King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd by disqualification.
Well, they did an okay job of replacing Hogan with your other two top baby faces.
I think. I mean, the A show is still the A show. The B show. Yeah, the B show hits Phoenix, Arizona, 8,579 to see the Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana defeat Randy Savage by disqualification. And in the main event, it's Roddy Piper defeating Paul Orndorff in a lumberjack match. Interesting stuff. All right.
It drew pretty well.
Yep. The C show is in Miami, Florida at the Knight Center, drawing 2,290. I can't imagine why, but maybe this lineup will give you a hint. Your featured match is B. Brian Blair defeats the Missing Link. And in the main event, the team of the U.S. Express, or Barry Windham, Mike Rotunda, and Hillbilly Jim defeats the dream team of Greg Valentine and Brutus Beefcake and their manager, Luscious Johnny V, a.k.a. Johnny Valiant, in a 6-man tag.
Okay. Well, maybe it wasn't a very big building, too.
Yeah, it really wasn't. Now, you might be wondering, say Pat, isn't the WWF going to try to run a big show opposite of the Cotton Bowl Extravaganza?
Say, Pat.
Yep.
Isn't the WWF going to try to run opposite of World Class and this Cotton Bowl Extravaganza?
Well, you would think so. However, the WWF ran 4 shows in Dallas during the first half of 1985, and they drew a combined total of jack squat. So they opted not to run Dallas in the second half of 1985 at all, and probably saved some money by doing so. I'm serious, Jim. Out of these 4 shows, the one with Hulk Hogan versus Paul Orndorff in the main event drew the best, and it drew 1,900. People not so 1,900. People not okay. So keen on the Dallas fans, not so keen on the WWF for some reason.
Oh, in Dallas, okay. Yeah, Dallas. Well, I mean, they were Von Erich born and bred. I mean, when Texas went south and the World Class went south, WWF never drew in the Dallas area until Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1998. It was
until
long,
they were the only show in town. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, think about that.
Okay, and finally, Jim Crockett. Well, actually, not finally, because I think I got another one here. Jim Crockett Promotions had 2 shows on a Sunday. The A show was in Cincinnati on October the 6th. On that show, your United States champion Tully Blanchard defeats Ronnie Garvin. And in the main event, NWA World Champion Ric Flair fights Magnum TA to a draw, a time limit draw. I don't know what the time limit was, but I'm assuming it was 60 minutes. Sounds quite reasonable.
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah. The B show is in Savannah, Georgia. And on the B show, in a 6-man tag, it is the team of Manny Fernandez, Ron Bass, and Don Kernodle defeating Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff, and Crusher Khrushchev by disqualification. And in the main event, the Midnight Express of Dennis Condrey and God Rest His Soul, Bobby Eaton, defeat Jimmy Valiant and Rocky King. Yeah.
Jimmy Valiant just celebrated his birthday the other day.
79th birthday, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I think I promoted one of Jimmy Valiant's farewell shows.
Wow.
Yep. That would be what, 15 years ago, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, back in 2000.
Yeah. Oh, that was. But yeah. Happy 79th, Jimmy Valiant. I hear he's doing another retirement show soon. So I best of luck for him. And yeah, I, and you know, Bobby Eaton was part of the CPW 10th anniversary show back in, oh geez, crap, back a long time ago. I'm going to say 2007. The main event was Bobby Eaton and Tom Pritchard, and it was good. I'll have to dig it up somewhere on YouTube, but not now. We've got a whole lot going on right now. What else we have? Oh yes, the CWF in Florida. It's a Sunday, so they're in Orlando, and obviously they have big doings. Yeah, okay, here we go. On that show, in a big six-man tag, the team of Blackjack Mulligan, Kendall Windham, and Mike Graham defeat Kevin Sullivan, Maha Singh, and The Saint. And in the main event for the NWA Southern Heavyweight title, Wahoo McDaniel makes a successful title defense, defeating Buddy Rose.
There you go. Buddy was not long for that territory.
Well, neither, yeah. Yeah, and Wahoo had just taken that belt off of Rick Rude, and Rick Rude also not long for the territory. He's on his way to world class, ironically enough. So there you go. All right, but let's see. And a couple weeks later, Buddy loses the Bahamas title to Tyree Pride,
the perennial Bahamas champion.
Yeah. Everybody's enjoying themselves on this beautiful Sunday. Just a reminder that you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback. And on our Patreon, we have multiple tiers. Even on the lowest tier, you'll be able to get our shows in advance and ad-free. And in addition, get the entire catalog of Wayback Playback shows, which now totals 359 episodes. That's a lot, folks, of myself and Jim Valley. Plus, if you join us in the Black Scorpion tier, you will get all the bonus material, including previous shows that Jim and I did together, including any bonus episodes that we've put together and bonus matches that I've done either with Jim or with other people. All of that is available for you on Patreon. Come support us. It is patreon.com/waybackplayback. And as always, we thank you for your support. All right, so we're set to go. We are at 0 minutes and 0 seconds. And I've got it pulled up. I should explain. Go to YouTube, folks. Type in WCCW. I mean, I just typed in WCCW Cotton Bowl Show 1985, and it pops right up. But you can do it however you want to. It's under, the account is Classic Wrestling Stuff. It shows up as WCCW Second Cotton Bowl Extravaganza. Okay, and I am there. I am at 0 minutes and 0 seconds. I have the giant world-class globe to start us off. And Jim, how about you?
I'm raring to go.
All right, we're all going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. And away we go. All right, and we're going to get the first four matches in. But that's the world-class logo. That's the world-class intro.
Look at these state-of-the-art graphics.
In 85? Yeah, you bet your bippy. There we go. Let's see. All right, yes. Skandor Akbar.
For some reason, that satellite is shooting the Earth and infecting it with wrestling.
Yep. Well, makes perfect sense to me. All right. And there's the Cotton Bowl, and there's a crowd, folks.
That's a great crowd. It looks like a wall of people.
It works best if you get them all to sit on the same side.
Yes, it does.
It's part of the Texas State Fair. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So the week of the Texas State Fair, it closes with the Oklahoma-Texas football game, but evidently it opens with world class.
Hey.
Okay. So Bill Mercer is your play-by-play announcer, and usually that's a good thing. When the play-by-play announcer for world class is anybody other than Bill Mercer, that means the promotion's taken a downturn already.
Wow, look at those slick glasses, Mark Lawrence.
Mark Lawrence.
Man, if I didn't look as a preacher, I'd be wondering.
Looking smooth.
You look like a player, yeah.
And yeah, this, as Bill Mercer alludes to, this is pretty much going to be, this first hour is pretty much going to be, you know, next weekend's world-class TV show. But yeah, oh yeah, the ocean of people.
Look at all that Aquanet.
I know.
I don't think I've ever seen a crowd with, wrestling crowd with so many women in it, seriously. there are a lot of women in that crowd. Yeah. Which shows you the power of the Von Erichs.
That's right. Ah, God bless America. I forget who this lady is, but she's doing it. Yeah. But here we go.
I listened to this earlier. She's, bless her heart.
Yeah.
You know what they say in Texas?
Yes. Yes.
Is she here to invite everybody to WrestleMania 9 at Caesar's Palace?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, I thought maybe she...
Well, they had to bring this lady on because their original first choice, Ethel Merman, not able to attend the Cotton Bowl extravaganza. Yeah.
I will say this. This is a better song than the Star Spangled Banner because that one's so hard to sing.
Oh, yeah. This is a great song.
That's the same reason Vince chooses America the Beautiful at WrestleMania.
It's a fine song. I have no problems with America the Beautiful.
Or this one. God bless
America. People are standing at attention like she's singing the national anthem, so okay.
Look at that. I've never seen a wrestling crowd stand so still so long,
yep.
So respectfully for the national anthem or whatever song it is.
Or anything, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this, I mean, this is a special event, yeah. So this is either just about as many, if maybe not a little more than what we saw at Comiskey Park.
Thank you, Cleopatra. Yeah.
All right. Let's kick this off.
That lady in the pink...
Texas by way of the Blue Oyster Bar and Grill. Killer Tim Brooks. Wow.
Is he supposed to look tough because... Yes. Yeah, that looks like he's on his way to Key West.
In the Navy. Oh, and Cowboy Scott Casey is his opponent, just in case you...
That's right, we got two members of the Village People right there. A cowboy and the biker.
That's right. So we need Chief Wahoo McDaniel.
Yeah.
And we just... Okay, here we go. All right. Is that the legendary Bronco Lubitsch officiating?
It appears to be, yeah.
Okay, we're underway here. Killer Tim Brooks and Scott Casey. Oh, yeah, and Mike Von Erich is going to make a miraculous return to action. Not today.
Right.
Yeah. But at some point. Yes.
Tim Brooks passed away, did he pass away in 2020? I think so.
That sounds right.
And then Scott Casey, I guess, is not doing well. I guess he's had some problems.
Okay, so yeah, Bill Mercer said this might be the largest crowd in the history of professional wrestling. I'm going to say no.
It is not.
No. Well, but he said it might be. He didn't say it is. So I'm going to give him a little slack on that, okay?
Where Gorilla Monsoon would be saying it is.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, Gorilla Monsoon would be saying they're literally hanging from the rafters, even though I don't think this place even has rafters.
Right. The SRO signs run out early.
That's right.
Hey.
Oh man, low class there, but I mean, in case you're wondering who the bad guy is, Killer Tim Brooks is with Gary Hart, so that makes it pretty simple.
Yeah.
Oh, the Von Erichs have welcomed 250 members of the Baylor Medical Center, and they are their invited guests. Oh, that's nice. Yep. All right.
They probably just invited him so he could get the scripts.
Well, yeah.
I'm kidding. Baylor would never do
that. No, of course not. Baylor is the finest institution of higher learning in Kansas. Yes.
I've always wanted to go to the Texas State Fair. Like they show it on like the... Yeah, you see like shows on the Travel Channel and stuff. It's like, they've got tons of food, rides, and all kinds of stuff.
I think one of the most famous Rolling Stone articles of all time was Hunter S. Thompson at the Texas State Fair and going to the Texas-Oklahoma game. I believe that there were some adult beverages and pharmaceuticals involved, of course, but
not from Baylor.
No. Yeah. Now there you go. That's something you don't see every day. You use the referee to do a backflip.
It's a great move.
And Gary Hart is not pleased. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gary Hart is, according to Bill Mercer, Gary Hart is claiming that Bronco Lubitsch was being used as a prop. Well, you know, I mean, it's the belief of many people that Bronco Lubitsch made a much better prop than he did an official. So
I was going to say, yeah, have you seen Bronco Lubitsch?
Yep.
He rarely moved.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So yeah, this is for all the crowd that there, this is a two match show, and the two matches that people are there to see will be on next week's show. Fortunately.
But this is a quality match though.
Yeah. These are all the main guys in world class. You know, that nobody's sitting out on the bench. With the exception of Mike Von Erich, and he has an excuse. All right. Okay, and we're onto the plywood here. Oh, no.
It's pretty amazing. 20 some thousand people there, whatever the number is. You know, there's Rick, as you mentioned, Ric Flair's not on the card.
No Ric Flair. It's the Von Erichs, and it's the Von Erichs and the Dynamic Duo and Gary Hart's crew and Iceman King Parsons and Brian Adias and Jack Victory. I mean, big leg drop. Oh, that's a three count.
Wow, that was fast.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, this whole show is going to be, is going to take under 2 hours. So at least the wrestling parts of it. All right. Big win for Killer Tobin Brooks. And Gary Hart. All right. But just enough time to get to the first commercial break.
That guy's mad.
Oh, he's very upset.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very upset with Gary Hart, and he wants those kids to get off his lawn.
Yes. Or get off that plywood.
Yeah. I need you to be a pal and get off the shed. All right. Oh, what's next?
Oh, boy. Nick Kaminsky. Is that Kelly? Yes.
It's Kelly.
That's a jacket just like his dad used to wear. Gene Kaminsky. Back in the 60s. Yes. 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Kaminsky. Like, yeah. That's definitely Kelly Kaniski. Tommy Montana. Not to be confused with Tony Montana. Totally different.
Definitely not.
Yeah, right. Yay. On the grounds of the Texas State Fair. Right. Mm-hmm.
Referee Rick Hazard, I believe.
Right.
Referee Rick Hazard.
Rick Hazard.
It's not James Beard, so.
Nope.
Wow. All
right. Yep. Oh, this year at the fair, according to Bill Mercer, the world's largest Ferris wheel.
I'm sold.
Yep, I'm there. Yeah, if the cattle and the livestock and all those contests, if that doesn't get you, if the football game doesn't get you, if the wrestling show doesn't get you, stay for the Ferris wheel.
Mainly, I want to go for the food.
Oh yeah, because there's definitely funnel cakes.
Oh God, they've got deep fried everything.
Yeah,
Oreos, everything. Yeah,
deep in the heart of Texas.
So no, that's why I want to go.
Deep in the heart of my arteries clogging up.
Pretty much. My wife and I was talking about doing
it. Oh, yes. Now he's talking about the, Bill Mercer's talking about the rich rivalry between Fritz Von Erich and Gene Kaniski, which is nothing like this match, by the way. Okay. All right. Hey. Okay, at this point, world class, as it is a lot of the time, it's all baby faces on top. The America's title, the NWA America's title, is it's the top title in the territory. It's held by Iceman King Parsons. Good guy. The America's tag team titles is held by the Cosmic Cowboys, which is another way of saying Kerry Von Erich and Kevin Von Erich. And the six-man titles are held by Kevin and Kerry and Brian Adias, and Brian Adias has the title. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, everything is pretty much in hand. Freebirds are elsewhere. I'm trying to think of. And Mike Von Erich is in rehabilitation.
And these guys are fighting for the Black Trunks, Black Boots Championship.
Yes.
With white socks and black stripes.
Right.
Guys are wearing the exact same wrestling gear.
Yes. That's right. Well, they have different jackets, so I think that matters.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. And this would be a good time to visit your concession stand and get a nice lemonade and maybe one of those soft pretzels.
Maybe ride the world's largest Ferris wheel.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Kelly Kaczynski and Nick run a bar in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Kaczynski's bar and Kaczynski's Reef.
Okay.
And I've never been because it's in a part of Washington that is connected to Canada, so you can't go there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kelly Kaczynski. All right. Let me look him up. Retired professor, age of 61. Okay.
He didn't do too much. He didn't. Neither Kaczynski. Boy, had
a big retired in 87, according to this. Let's see. And a former, at one point, he wins the TV title in World Class. That's about it. Let's see. Mid-Atlantic, Mid-South, World Class.
He was an opening match guy everywhere. He was an opening match guy everywhere.
Yeah.
Nick got used a little bit in like the dying days of the AWA. He was Kevin Kelly's partner, I remember. But, oh, there's Gene. There's a big thunder right there.
Hey.
Here's Gene Kaczynski.
Truck going, yeah, maybe we can just keep the camera on Gene for the rest of the match.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, here you go. I don't know if this is true, but it sounds interesting. It's on Wikipedia, so it must be true. When Fritz's son Jackie died of electrocution, it was Gene Kaczynski who broke the news to Fritz Von Erich, thus prompting Fritz to kick a car window with his fist.
Okay. Yeah, very sad.
Okay, well, let's see. We're running down the big wins of Kelly's career in World Class. Oh, at WCCW's Christmas Star Wars event, December 25th, 1984, Kelly Kaczynski scored a big win over Rock and Roll Buck Zumoff.
Well, hey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm a little surprised by that because I think Buck Zumoff, for all of his disgusting proclivities, was over at the time.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. I think there's something going on there.
Okay, we have what I hope is a microphone being shoved up into the ring.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know either, but please don't send us memes. Okay.
That's all. That's an unfortunate angle right there.
Yes, it is. Okay. Sitting right next to Mark.
Like a speed gun or something.
Yep. Up the bear hug. I don't know how Tommy Montana is going to survive that bear hug. Although his mustache looks to be in peak 80s condition here.
It is. He's looking very Mark Singer.
Yep. Oh, God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Man, Kelly Kaczynski is boring. Holy cow, he's wrestling a total, like, 1960s style.
Yep.
I mean, he's Oh my gosh. You look at this and it's like, yeah, no wonder he didn't make it.
He's freaking Kozlov.
He totally is.
Yeah.
Seriously, he could have just shaved his head and been a Russian. He might have been.
Well, yeah.
Nobody would have known.
Wrestling, it's the 80s. Wrestling promotions need Russians.
Yeah. And Sheiks, either one.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, you give him a Sheik to team with. You know, he's make him a Russian, give him a Sheik to team with, you're all set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a thing show here in Greenville tonight that I'm sure I won't be allowed to leave the house for, but let's see. Let's see. It's UCW. I believe the main event is the New Age Villains defending the UCW tag team titles against the artists formerly known as the Ascension, who are now known as the Awakening.
Okay.
Yep. And Lodi's on it. Hi, Lodi. I'm sorry I'm missing the show tonight.
A nice man, Lodi.
Lodi's a good man, yes.
You see, is that... No, that's not Bob Keller.
That's Ronnie Gossett's promotion.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Ronnie Gossett?
I believe so, yes.
From Memphis?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the show's going to be on Fight TV. So, not tonight, just like at some point whenever they finish, you know, editing it. One, two. Yes. Referee Rick Hazard decided the match needed to end. So there we go.
Shane Ganinski dressing like he just came from Sears.
Well, assuming he didn't.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, all right. I love you, Pops. Right.
Shane Ganinski was a tremendous wrestler and a great draw. There's no question.
Yeah. But, he looks as if he also could go ahead and beat up Tommy Montana.
I think he could. He could probably still wrestle if he wanted that style.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Challenging fans to come into the ring and fight. Yeah, that's about right. All right.
The old man still got it.
Still to come this hour's main event here on. This is not the main event this hour, but this is interesting though. Look who that is. Okay, so yep. Wow.
Bobby lost his hat.
Yeah. Right. Lost his cowboy hat. Oh. They're saying fight out all their fans in the Windy City. And yes, Tommy Rogers and Bobby Fulton making their way to the ring.
Look at all those women.
Yeah. And it is DJ Peterson and Hollywood John Tatum are their opponents.
DJ Peterson wrestling as a heel. Wow.
You tell him, Missy.
Jeez, didn't John Tatum get the Tails and Tux memo?
Nope, guess not. Hi, Missy.
Missy's cool.
David Peterson, excuse me, yeah.
Same guy. I was wondering why he wasn't a bigger star.
I don't know.
Charisma? I don't know.
That didn't stop everybody.
It's true.
Okay. There we go. Fantastics. Fan favorites.
You know, when Tommy Rogers would come to the ring in Portland, mm-hmm. he would get mobbed by women. Like, he'd have to have security. Like, so many women were
bothered. The Fantastics, those are two of the reasons why there are so many women in attendance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right. Look at that.
Can you have a wrestler these days? Or tag team? Male, female, either one. Mm-hmm. You know, whose gimmick is sex appeal? Can you have that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm guessing not. I mean, I was thinking Italian Tamina, but
I don't think. I think they project a lot of different things.
Yeah, but I don't know if they. Yeah, they don't do those anymore.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know.
I mean, just like a couple of, you know, a couple of good looking guys as a tag team.
Yeah, I mean, you've got like Eva Marie who thinks she's beautiful. And certainly, I mean, all the women on the roster are beautiful.
Yes.
There isn't one whose personality is or whatever is, you know, good guy, you know.
Or just a friendly, you know, friendly good person. Yeah.
Good looking.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't want to insult our intelligence, Jim.
There's no fantasy boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe they all represent that now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, nope. Yay. All right. Okay. Oh, John Tatum. I hope John Tatum never loses that wonderful head of hair.
Now that is same thing with Bobby Fulton.
Yeah. Okay. So the fans are chanting, "We want sunshine." Okay, at Missy Hyatt.
And by the way, go ahead.
Apparently, they don't get along, Sunshine and Missy Hyatt.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. All right. Hey. I mean, the Fantastics are an act you don't have to, like, explain to people.
Yeah. As Missy Hyatt, and in case you're wondering, she's talked about it. Yes, those are her implants.
Okay.
She hated the way they looked, and so she took them.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. All right. Whoa. Get up. Okay. I mean, I remember seeing the crowd for the other Cotton Bowl shows, the crowds for them. Not nearly this good.
No. I mean, when World Class was hot, it was hot. And when it wasn't, it was cold.
Right. I mean, you know, the business is doing, I mean, 1985, you know, Vince is consolidating the business and he's slowly taking over. But there were hot crowds, you know. I mean, we saw Super Clash. We were looking at the Meadowlands show on our Patreon, you know, from February of 85. That's packed. And this, you know, this show is packed. Jim Crockett runs this first Great American Bash in Charlotte, and that's you know, the one where Ric Flair makes his entrance in the helicopter, and that's packed. I mean, there are a ton of wrestling fans.
Well, and also there are also fans who are there because of the fad.
Yeah.
Because of the WrestleMania fad. Mm-hmm. But no, there were a lot of wrestling fans.
Right. But it's not like wrestling wasn't popular in various parts of the country before it became a fad in New York. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, work that up. There you go.
Yeah, one of the reasons World Class is hot here is because Chris Adams and Chito Hernandez were very credible heels and a great team.
Yes.
And when Chito passed away, just like in February, the next year, you know, that certainly affected World Class and their business and ability to find credible heel.
It hurt a lot. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
That's pretty funny.
Let's do all the all the comedy tag team spots.
That's one thing. It's like people always compare the Fantastics and Rock and Roll Express. And I think this match, especially with Bobby Fulton, worked well, a lot more humor into his matches than the Rock and Rolls did.
Yeah, both teams are obviously great, but you know, they're different.
Yeah,
it's not like the Fantastics were a clone of the Rock and Roll Express, or the other way around.
Right. John Tatum, good buddies with Michael Hayes growing up.
All right. Okay. David with a tag over to Hollywood John.
DJ Peterson, by the way, along with the Trooper Del Wilkes, the last reigning AWA World Tag Team Champions.
Yep. Dave Peterson died in a motorcycle crash. I want to say it was like the late 90s, I think. Another one gone too soon.
Yeah. Of course, we recently lost the Patriot too.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. There's Ray.
Yeah, Ray made it.
Yeah. Is there like a plumbing section? What was that?
I don't know.
Seriously, like what was...
Well, they got enough room that you can...
I guess.
You can book groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an incentive group. Mm-hmm. In a few weeks, my wife and I are going to Las Vegas. She's got an incentive group that's going there.
And you've got an incentive. You got the Cauliflower Alley, yeah.
You know, I do the podcast for CAC, the CAC Radio. We just did a new one with Ricky Santana, who's getting the Men's Award.
Okay.
And then that should be out. If it's not out right now, just out. And then I recorded an interview for a future show with Brian Pillman Jr., who's getting the Rising Star. Yeah. Nice guy. Really nice guy.
Good. Hey, let's keep the camera on Messi. You're not going to go wrong there. Oh no. He fell for the handshake? He bit the hand. Okay. Took the phony handshake, bit his hand. And messing up the chair.
I'm not making fun of his size, but Bobby Fulton is doing like all of the little people spots.
Yep.
Seriously. Walking across, biting.
Well, there is a height difference here. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
I'm not saying that he's just, for some reason, he's incorporated a lot of the little people wrestler spots. I don't know why that is, but he has. I mean, it's working. It's very funny.
Right.
You know, and you want a little humor.
Yes.
You know,
especially after that last match where there was no humor.
Oh, God, that match, it was a black hole of interest,
yeah.
I like that World Class Security is a tether rope.
Yeah. Well, that's if you can't afford the bike racks that people, you know.
It's not, yeah. Fritz didn't become a millionaire with bike rack money.
No, he didn't. I mean, but it's a tradition. I mean, but the Sportatorium's kind of the same way. They didn't have a lot of, they had the tether ropes. And, you know, I mean, Ben, people understood that if you crossed that rope and you went in the ringside, you'd get your ass beaten.
Yep.
I think that had a lot to do with it. All right. The poses from David Peterson, who apparently has been watching a lot of Big Scott Hall tapes.
Yeah, he looks a lot like, kind of, is the best value version of Scott Hall and Magnum TA.
Well, at least he's using the same home perm kit that Scott Hall was using.
I think he's used it before.
That's quite a perm.
Magnum TA, but I could be
wrong. Yeah. Okay. You have to respect that Dave Peterson is from Kansas City and isn't wrestling for Central States. I have to respect that.
He was primarily a Central States guy.
Yeah, I know.
Look at that, boy.
In fact, DJ even spent some time in WWF as one of those, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those upper enhancement guys.
Same thing with Scott Casey. He said his biggest payday was $5,000 for Survivor Series.
Well, yeah, he was a last-minute fill-in. Yeah, well, hey. Yeah. I mean, it's better than not getting $5,000, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the paydays are very subjective for those things. Yeah. All right. There comes John. Oh, there we go. Well, they're getting an advantage. They're getting some heat on poor Bobby Fulton. But yeah, still to come. Great Kabuki versus Maniac Mark Lewin. Main event.
I was never a big John Tatum fan.
His act seemed kind of suited for the whole, you know, world-class sportatorium vibe.
Yeah. UWF.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, once he didn't have Missy, he sort of went into that sort of heel crybaby persona. All right. I'm sure Missy has a lot more stories about world class than she's put out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Publicly, yeah.
God, it's been so long since I read her book. I don't really.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The one thing I remember about her book is poor, poor Jim Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, we're coming to the finisher.
Okay. Okay. Crossbody, yep. Another one where the guy's shoulder wasn't down for a three count, and they just count him anyway. That's time for the match to end.
Yeah. Missy, I'm going to give DJ Peterson a piece of her mind, yeah.
The what for, yeah. Oh, well, we're setting up the big DJ and John Tatum feud, I guess. Ooh. But yeah, I like that Missy and John Tatum have color-coordinated outfits.
Yeah.
Is that so hard to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, all this reminds me, I got to find out from Shane and Bob Keller how the... Oh, well, hold on. Sunshine's here. Oh, no. John Tatum has a hold of Sunshine.
My God, he stole their sunshine.
Yeah. Please don't steal my sunshine. Oh, no. John Tatum put his hands on a woman. Rick Hazard put his hands on a woman. He regretted that immediately. But I mean, if you're doing the young women who hate each other feud, that's, you know, a little of that goes a long way.
Are you sure that's not Deborah Harry?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, just check it.
Okay. Sunshine.
I think she's upset.
Yep. Anyway, there's your finish. Yep. Okay. I'm not even sure that he counted three. I have to go back and watch it. So Sunshine's sticking around, I guess, for the next match.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark Lewin. Okay.
Yeah, Mark Lewin wrestled a long time. He stayed in really good shape.
The Great Kabuki.
The Great Kabuki just closed his restaurant. I thought I read that. I'm not sure.
All right. So that's this week's main event. Which means that this whole episode is up somewhere on Peacock.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. No, this is a lot easier. Oh, the Great Kabuki.
Even watching old Columbo is hard on Peacock. Yeah.
Really? That's a shame.
Yeah, just have it alone.
Oh, yeah.
There's always just one more thing with Columbo.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I mean, sure, they have the Carol Burnett show on there, but there's like other streaming services that have all the Carol Burnett shows. And all the old Carsons, Johnny Carsons. Now, they do have all 8 million seasons of Saturday Night Live. So, all right, here we go. Mark Lewin and the Great Kabuki. Akahisa Takachish. Oh, well, fuck. The Great Kabuki. Okay.
Is it Takachiko?
I believe that's what it's. Takachiho. Akahisa Takachiho. I believe it's how it's pronounced. Anyway, 72 years old. Debuted in 64. Retired 2018, of course. Kabuki's a master of the martial arts, yes. Allegedly the first wrestler to do the Asian Mist gimmick. All right. What is that? What's Mark Lewin hiding in his right hand?
So that means both these guys started in the 60s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, let's see. Kabuki wrestled for Pro Wrestling Noah in December of 2017.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've never been to his restaurant. Fumi keeps saying we're going to go, and then we don't make it. It's always hard to schedule things.
Right.
But a Killer Khan's restaurant closed, so really glad I got to go there.
Well, the pandemic's been rough on restaurants.
Yeah, it has. Look at Mark Lewin. When did he start wrestling?
I will. Yeah.
God, he must have
started. Okay, so Lewin had the bell ringer, and he was, yeah, okay, that was his weapon. All right. Little hammer.
A lot of trucker hats, a lot of world-class trucker hats.
Well, I imagine those are big sellers. Mark Lewin, born 1937, is a retired professional wrestler. Debuted in 53.
Yeah. So if he's 37.
Yeah, he's currently 84.
And this is 85.
So he's 48, yeah.
He's 48 here. God, he'd never get, I don't think he looks 48.
No, he doesn't. Let's see. The Maniac became Maniac Mad Mark in 63. And great success in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, big star in the World Championship Wrestling promotion in Australia.
Yeah, and then, let's see. Went to World Class, then went to Florida and was the Purple Haze. Okay.
So. Yeah.
All
right. He wrestled a long, long time.
Oh, gosh, yeah. 45 years, apparently. Retired in 98.
That's amazing.
Hmm. Oh. Lance Von Erich is here in attendance, according to Bill Mercer. He is the son of Waldo Von Erich. Oh, okay.
And this is the debut of Lance.
This is his first appearance, though, yeah. This will be the first appearance of Lance Von Erich, yes.
Yeah. And I read his book. Mm-hmm. It talks about what he made for this show and when he appears. Remind me, I'll talk about how much for the show. It's pretty amazing what he made.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mark Lewin worked everywhere, kids.
Yeah.
And Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, 2009. Let's see. Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, 2017. Okay.
Now, he's yet a big career. I mean, so long and on top and in so many places.
Right.
Well, I mean, and look what he's doing here. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you, this is how you keep your career going a long
this,
time.
This is like a, this is like the Honky Tonk Man match. You get, put yeah. Put the gimmick in your, and you know, go to town.
It's like Jerry Lawler.
Yep. Let's see. One of the best known for a long time tag team in the Australia Zealand territory with King Curtis Iaukea.
Yeah.
And big feuds with big feud with the Sheik in Detroit. Big feud with Terry Funk. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, this is a main event in any state fair in the country, I would say.
I'd watch this over a giant Ferris wheel.
Yeah, probably. We definitely need funnel cakes to watch this, though.
It's true.
Maybe some, maybe even some corn dogs.
Deep fried Oreos.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh, 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 no. Gary Hart shook the ropes. And that's an automatic DQ, I guess.
Of course, now, Kabuki used to be with Gary Hart.
Right.
And then he became a good guy, and he's now he's yeah. a sunshine.
There he is.
He's getting his revenge on Gary Hart.
He was chopping the bald head of Gary Hart. Oh, no. Double team. Oh, no. Oh, double stomp. Well, okay, there's fines and suspensions for hurting a referee. At least you would hope so. What's the guy? He's got a towel. You're going to choke him out with a towel. Oh, my goodness.
What is he doing?
Oh, the wiping his face. Oh, he's wiping the face paint off. Scott Casey making the save. Good job, Scott. Hey. All right. Oh. And they're not done yet. They're still fighting. Mark Lewin and the Great Kabuki.
Mark Lewin in his yoga pants heading back to the dress.
Okay. All right. There's Scott Casey and, oh, and Sunshine. That's good. Nice to see everybody getting along. Oh, hey, oh no. Another. It's a cheap shot by Kabuki.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
Is he jealous of Scott Casey?
That's, nobody touched that's what it looks like. Yep. He's like, well, saw he saw Sunshine kiss Scott Casey, and he's like, no, absolutely not.
Thought they were setting up tag team matches. But
that's
no.
what it looked like.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a shocking swerve, kids. I mean, I guess there's a storyline that makes sense here. Oh, there go. Oh, my goodness. Bronco Lubitsch is down. Sunshine. Oh, no.
He's going to hurt Sunshine.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, what got it? What?
Kick Mark Lorenz?
No, Ralph Pulley, the backup ring announcer.
Oh, is that who that was? Okay.
Yeah. Ralph Pulley's the guy who introduced this match.
Oh, well, in that case, it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Because Ralph Pulley's gay, so that was a...
Ralph Pulley, yeah.
Yeah, boy, he's in trouble now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Kabuki is canceled. What the hell was with that guy's shirt?
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know.
Gee, Scott Casey even got color.
We did everything together. All right, you tell him, Scott. Okay. Well, we're setting up Scott Casey and Great Kabuki, I guess.
I guess so.
All right, I think this is where we're gonna have to call it a day for this episode. Yep. Okay. Let's put a stop to this at 46 minutes and 58 seconds.
Bored of wrestling podcasts, but still want a little bit of wrestling talk? Well, It's Usually Hello is the show for you. We've got music debates, we've got comedy bits, we have some wrestling talk, we've got watch-alongs, we've got actual celebrity guests. Check out It's Usually Hello, the podcast, on YouTube and on iTunes, and all your best podcast and listening devices. It is, without a doubt, the funniest show in the history of podcasting, allegedly. And that's not just my opinion, that's also the fake opinions of the fantasy people that I see 24/7. Don't forget to leave the 5-star review, because there's only so many fake accounts one person can make.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lorme for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com.
Because we have two title matches to come next week. That's going to be the Texas title of Brian Adias defending, and the American title, the America's title, the NWA America's title with Iceman King Parsons defending against the One Man Gang in a taped fist match.
Ooh, there we go.
That's good. And the main event is also next week. It is the Cosmic Cowboys. It is Kevin and Kerry Von Erich against Gino Hernandez and Chris Adams, the dynamic duo. It is no disqualification. It is non-title. Oh, and yes, it's a double hair match. That's why all these people are there. So it's going to be hair today, gone tomorrow, next week, on the Way Back Playback Show. All right. And this has been great so far, though. I mean, for atmosphere, you know, for a Sunday afternoon, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As advertised. Okay, so let's see here. Visit us on Twitter. I'm at Real Pat McNeil. He is at Jim Valley. And please leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever the heck your pods are cast. And of course, if you'd like to know more about the Great Kabuki, Sunshine, Gary Hart, Mark Lewin, or even Killer Tim Brooks, you can go to visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, or The Wrestling Observer, or you can go check out your local library app, because I'm pretty sure they're all in books. Jim?
Next week, Iceman King Parsons, One Man Gang, and the very popular Bon Air Boys take on the great Gino Hernandez and Chris Adams. So, in a hair match.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see double hair match.
Get their head shaved in the middle of the ring next week here. Same way back time, same playback.
Yeah, this isn't WWE, so we won't have announcers saying he's going to get his head shaved clean off. Yes, that's true. Will they deliver? Will one of the tag teams or the other get their heads shaved? I'm guessing yes. Let's call it a hunch. All right, and we're excited about that. Also, think about what other shows you guys would like coming up after we wrap up this Cotton Bowl show next week. And, sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback. But until then, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.